The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful, balmy Bonner's Ferry, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT right here in somewhat frigid Sandpoint. I'm just going to be honest. It's been a cold week. And I don't mind the low temperatures. What I mind is the low temperatures and the wind. Last weekend was an adventure. I don't have to tell you folks. Anyway, we made it to Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, and this must be North Idaho Thursday. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll go over some of the details of the upcoming Winter Carnival. Takes place right here in Sandpoint. Winter Carnival is February 16th. Through the 25th, and as always, we'll kick it off on the 16th with the Parade of Lights presented by Ting, and it ends on the Sunday, the 25th, with the annual canine keg pull out on Cedar, right in front of iCarts there. So there's lots of stuff going on in between and more events to be added as we get closer. And then in our second segment, Joyce Dowdy from the East Bonner County Library in Sandpoint will join us and share all the happenings going on at the library this month. And in our final segment, we will welcome in Leilani Williams from the Sandpoint Shopping District and Kari Sakamano from Ting to also take a look at Winter Carnival and the upcoming, even the week before the Winter Carnival, there is the Chocolate Walk, which takes place in downtown Sandpoint on February 10th. So we'll learn more about that. And that is also sponsored by Ting. What else is going on? Well, the Sandpoint Lacrosse Club is offering two free lacrosse clinics this weekend for boys and girls in grades 1st through 12th grade. Any interested youth who would like to try their hand at this exciting game of lacrosse, you should head out to the Bonner County Fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday, January 20th and 21st. All gear that the child would need is provided. So arrive promptly outfitted. Experienced coaches will be on hand to give instructions, teach the kid the rules and basics and things like that. The Sunday clinic features professional lacrosse players from the Premier Lacrosse League, and they're organized by age group for the kids. And if you want to learn more, go to sandpointlacrosse.com. That's sandpointlacrosse.com. So you want to check that out. Also going on right now, the CHAFE 150 registration is open. You can go to chafe150.org for more information on that. And yeah, the registration started yesterday, I believe. So check that out and get the details on one of the most scenic bike rides anywhere. Anywhere. POAC has is at the Panada this evening with I've heard nothing but great things about this. It's called Letters Aloud, and it's all about famous people and letters they've written and how hard it is sometimes to be famous. So you can learn more about that and tickets and all of that for the POAC event at Panada.org. Also this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the annual Banff Mountain Film Festival, world famous, pretty hard to beat, perfect for this time of year. And I have to give you the heads up, it always, both nights sell out, always. So you want to go to panada.org for more on that and to get your tickets right away, because it's going to be sold out this weekend. So lots going on. To learn more about other events happening in and around our area, you can always go to sandpointonline.com to learn more. We're going to learn more about the Winter Carnival and what's going on with it in just a moment. Then in our second segment after that, we'll have Joyce Jowdy from the library, and then Leilani and Akari will be with us to talk about the Chocolate Walk and more. Lots of stuff coming up, so stick around.
The 16th Annual Heart Ball is back on February 3rd, 2024. Join us for an evening where heart meets hope, all for a new colonoscopy tower for Bonner General, our hometown hospital. Special thanks to our sponsors, Ting, Pierce Auto Center, Donna Hutter, Lighthouse, Kathy Marietta and Bruce Enney, Dietrich Roasters, Laughing Dog, McDuff's, Washington Trust, and Satterberg Design Group. Please thank these sponsors for helping make this event possible. RSVP at bonnergeneral.org/foundation, and we'll see you at the Heart Ball.
Lake RV for all your service, repairs, and RV parts. Winter is the perfect time for repairs, maintenance, and upgrades. We work on RVs, travel, horse, and utility trailers. Work includes roof repairs, furnaces, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Ponderay, off Highway 95, just behind the co-op, or online at lakerv.com. Lake RV, for all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, it's a new year and time to replace your windows. Feeling too hot or cold? Time to replace. Fog between the glass? Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. And right now, you can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. With our New Year's sales event, you can save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero monthly payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. But hurry, this incredible New Year's offer won't last long. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. Text OLD to 200-300.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here, North Idaho, Thursday, and I mentioned Sandpoint's Winter Carnival. It is a go, and it is coming up Friday, February 16th, just about a month from now through the 25th, Sunday, and it is the 51st year of the annual Winter Carnival, and it kicks off with the Parade of Lights, sponsored by Ting. It's a Just for Fun Parade of Lights, moves through downtown Sandpoint. It's always a small parade, lasts, 20 minutes or so. Local groups and businesses that participate. The parade starts at 5:30 in downtown streets of Sandpoint. And if you are interested in having a float in the parade, you're more than welcome, or just walk in it, or whatever you want to do. It's free. I want to add that it's free. But we do ask you to fill out the registration form. And so you can go to sandpointwintercarnival.com to learn more. Make sure that you go to the one that says Sandpoint Winter Carnival 2024. So you get the right form, et cetera, et cetera. Also on the 16th, Pierce Auto Center is sponsoring their annual chili cook-off. And it's a Winter Carnival chili cook-off. It takes place at Pierce Auto Center, Highway 95 and Gun Club Road in Sagal. And tasting begins right around at 3 o'clock, be well underway by 4. And then the folks there are going to hightail it into downtown Sandpoint and be in the parade as well. Or if you just, if you're a lover of homemade chilies or just have a mouth-watering recipe, there really aren't a lot of restrictions and rules like some other chili cook-offs have. So it's just, it's a lot of fun. And there are great prizes. The first place wins the coveted golden ladle and $200. And there's other cash prizes as well. That's Pierce Auto Center. If you want to learn more, you can go to their website or give them a call at 208-263-4212. 263-4212. Also on that evening, the kickoff of Winter Carnival, there's live music with Paper Flowers at the Hive. So that's going on. It's you know that phrase, Paper Flowers. Of course, it is. It's a Remembering Fleetwood Mac concert. That's what it is. So you can always go to livefromthehive.com to learn more, or just get tickets at Eventbrite. Schweitzer has a ton of stuff going on throughout the Winter Carnival. There's Twilight Skiing that Friday night. All kinds of stuff. Just go to schweitzer.com and learn more of that. In fact, that weekend, February 17th and 18th, they'll be going full bore, and they got to be happy with yesterday's snow, that's for sure. There's a murder mystery dinner at Talus Rock going on during a Winter Carnival. Go to talusrockretreat.com to learn more there. And there's a Peggy Wright piano recital at the Music Conservatory. There's a sleigh ride dinner and concert at Western Pleasure. Join the folks at westernpleasureranch.com for more information on that. Also, let's see, just scrolling through this. Every day during a Winter Carnival, Schweitzer has a plethora of events going on. Of course, they've always been a huge supporter of the Sandpoint Winter Carnival. And of course, it winds up traditionally with Eichhardt's K9 Keg Pull. And it's a fundraiser for Better Together Animal Alliance. It takes place on Cedar Street in front of Eichhardt's Pug. And any size dog can participate. They will adjust the size of the keg, anywhere from the full keg for a big husky dog like St. Bernard or something like that, all the way down to a beer can for a little guy. So anyway, more information on the parade brought to you by Ting or the Sandpoint Winter Carnival in general, just go to sandpointwintercarnival.com. We are going to take our second break, and when we come back, we have Joyce Jowdy with us from the library here in Sandpoint. Lots going on in the month of February at the library. Always great to talk to Joyce, and we'll get to that right after this.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
For matters in Idaho, visit CordellCordell.com. 999 West Main Street, Suite 100, Boise, Idaho, 83702.
Paid for by Cordell and Cordell.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, it's a new year and time to replace your windows. Feeling too hot or cold? Time to replace. Fog between the glass? Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. And right now, you can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. With our New Year's sales event, you can save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero monthly payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to save $375 off every window and $775 off every door when you buy four or more units. But hurry, this incredible New Year's offer won't last long. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. Text OLD to 200-300.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our second segment here, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined just about once a month by Joyce Jowdy from the library here in Sandpoint. Joyce is the Community Engagement Adult Programming Coordinator. Joyce, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself today?
Wonderful. Thank you. You and I were just discussing the weather a little bit and getting through it okay this week?
Yeah, actually, it was interesting coming here. It was slipperiest that I've had since it. So yeah, it's been good. And we had that nice alpine glow this morning coming into town. So it's been good.
And a little bit warmer.
Yeah, I guess. I saw my water dripping just in case.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too many people have had their pipes freeze, I've heard.
Yeah, and people that have never had them freeze before. I'm just hearing that over and over. It's like, it's just
been a thing.
And I really feel for parents who, with school closures and the parents are working, it's like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Send them to the library.
This is true. We are open. We were open regular hours yesterday and everything.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was wondering about that. So last time you were here, we talked about your Natural Connections program. And for anybody who may not know, what's that all about?
It's a program we're trying to do monthly. It's an event day, essentially, that goes from 10 to 4. And has different topics and different modalities of learning each month and within each day. And it's really all about creating connection in the community, mm-hmm. bringing people together, giving them a chance to learn new things, meet new people, explore things hands-on sometimes, etc. And also giving an opportunity for, you know, we have so many experts, Bob, in this community.
Yeah.
You know, it's like often people think about going outside to get the knowledge, but we have so many people in town. And so it's also an opportunity for them to share their expertise, you know, because that's a way of fulfillment as well, not just learning and receiving, but to give. So it's an opportunity.
Is this unique to Bonner County Library?
I don't know. I'm sure others do things. I mean, this specific program, we've started here in August.
Awesome.
And we've started doing it each month, and there's surprises each time. You know, everything from Ayurvedic medicine to drum circles to how to preserve your food to anybody can play an instrument to broom making demonstrations. We've had all sorts of things. And this Saturday, the 20th, we got some more.
So tell us about that. What is happening Saturday? You mentioned it goes from 10 a.m. until about 4. And so you don't have to be there all day.
Right.
But you can come for any of these sessions. And what's the subject this time?
Well, this one does kind of have a theme, but you can still just come for the program you're interested in. It's kind of a connection between words, music, art. And we're lucky to have Jeannie Higby, who's a local author. She's out in Hayden. And she's recently written the book, The Violin Thief, A Curious Tale of Lost and Found. And she's going to start us off at 10 a.m. And it's not going to be your typical author talk. It's really about inspiring people to begin. In fact, that's what she's chosen to call it, Inspired to Begin. And she's going to have a presentation with entertaining visuals and very informative. And she's really going to talk about how writing this book kind of really led her to some interesting discoveries that she's going to then use to help us start that thing you've never done. I don't know. You've probably had some project. I don't know about you, but there's projects I've had that I just haven't gotten started.
Yeah. Or like, you know, people think, oh, my life story is so interesting, I'm going to write a book. But, right. But you never really do it. And you probably find out your life's not that unique. But anyway.
So she's going to start us off with that and a lively presentation about that. And then the next segment will be 11 a.m. And there we decided to collaborate with a Suzuki String Academy and to bring elements of her
book
to
life. They were just featured on Barbara Carpenter's show two days ago.
That's right. And that was regarding this program. And Jeannie was on that call too. So they're going to read, she's going to read some excerpts from her book, kind of like a dramatization. And then the friends and faculty of the Suzuki String Academy are going to play music, because this book has a musical, as you could tell by the title, Violin Thief, a musical element. And in fact, she was telling Barbara when she was on the air the other day that she even created a Spotify list to go along with her book, because people said, well, you know, there's music mentioned, there's pieces and everything. So that's why she had this idea to bring it to life with musicians. So that'll be at 11. And then after that, still in that time segment, the Suzuki String Academy, Ruth Klingsmith and Klingensmith, Marianne
yes.
Wall.
Yeah, we have Ruth on the show periodically.
Yeah, they're the directors, and they're going to tell us all about a bit about the Suzuki method of learning. Because, you know, it's my understanding that the parents learn along the kids, all that sort of thing. So this is the type of thing that'll be very interesting, because it's not just how you can learn music. It's how you can learn things, other things through their method of the Suzuki. So will then lead us into 12:30. You know, by that time, people are going to be hungry. So bring your own lunch.
Bring your own lunch.
And then we'll get a treat. And the students of the Suzuki String Academy will perform and do a little concert.
Well, that's great.
And that'll be the actual students. So that should be lively. And then the last segment of the day is going to be at 1, and that'll be Jeannie again, because not only is she an author, but she is also an artist. In fact, her background was a graphic designer and art director, and she's, you know, written other books, and she's retired now, but she still does her painting, etc. And she's going to lead us. The segment is called Drawn to Music. And in that one, she's going to let us listen to different types of music and see what kind of creativity is released within each of us. And we'll be using oil pastels, colored pencils, and through her guidance, you know, she's going to project images, all sorts of things to stir those juices inside. And we're all going to create different pieces of art that she, regardless of your experience or knowledge, she says, music will move you, visuals will move you, all of these kinds of things, and you'll get to take something home that you'll be really surprised how great a thing you created.
You get to steal a violin?
No.
No.
You get a work of art you get to draw.
Well, because it features Jeannie Higby and the Violin Thief, A Curious Tale of Lost and Found, and it's wonderful that she's coming up from Hayden and be there all day doing these events at the Natural Connections at the Sandpoint Library. Do you need to register or let you know that you plan to come to any one of these segments or the all-day event? Or
No, registration's not required at all. In fact, I encourage you, even if you know, just wake up that morning and you don't know what to do, just come on by. Or you could plan ahead and be organized and figure out exactly which slots you want to come to, or spend the whole day, because it will be an interesting day, a combination of the written word, music, and art.
So to learn more about any that and anything else that's going on, coming up at the Sandpoint Library, go to ebonnerlibrary.org, ebonnerlibrary.org. Joyce, what else is going on at the library coming up? I noticed today there's something from 3 to 5 called Explore VR. What's that?
So we do have a virtual reality room, and many people don't know about it, but there's certain time slots like the one you just mentioned, and you can do different things. Like one thing that's been popular for some folks is flight simulation, and you can virtually experience that. And I'm told, I haven't done it myself, I'll probably get airsick if I try it. But I was told that by indirectly by a pilot that it's like the real thing, or pretty much like when you're trained to do it. You know how they have those flight simulators for that? And there's other things that are available in the VR room. So that's one of the things beyond books, as well as beyond natural connections. Another thing that I think is relatively new that people might not be aware of, Bob, or maybe you know about it since you just said you had some books to return, is you know, is we have what they call a book match. And you go onto our website, ebonnerlibrary.org/audience/adults, and you can put in your areas of interest, your topics, things you care about, interest, and somebody from our staff will make some recommendations to you. So you can kind of like have your own personal shopper for books.
I had never heard of that. That is a wonderful thing, because especially, you know, this time of year when most people have some time on their hands on weekends, just sitting around by the fire trying to stay warm, going, God, I want to read a book, but I haven't heard of a good one lately, and I don't want to just go browse. But this way, you don't even have to go to the library. You just put in your interest, and your personal librarian, quote unquote, will make suggestions for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a good way, too, to explore a new topic, like, you know, something brand new that you're not used to, or a different genre. And then also coming up next week on the 23rd, of January, Tuesday, from 11 to 12, we have an author talk. And this is also a very interesting program, especially in the winter when people don't want to go out. If you go onto our website that I've already mentioned, and you go to the digital library this time, and you look up author talks, you'll see we've partnered with other libraries to bring more nationally known author talks that, you know, we can't really afford to bring here. And then there's all that travel costs and everything. So people can go on from their homes and listen live to these author talks, or listen after the fact. And then we're trying a public viewing on Tuesday, so that you can come to the library and watch this Zoom talk. It's Your Retirement Dream or Disaster, How to Avoid the Hidden Traps in Retirement Planning Advice by Rajiv Nagach. I might have pronounced that wrong, and I apologize if that's the case. And he's an elder law attorney. And it's kind of a cool lead-in to another program we're doing, which is the Money Mondays, the first Monday of the month.
I was just going to ask you about that. I'm looking at the flyer.
And the March 5th one, I'm sorry, the February 5th one, I'm jumping ahead. It feels like the year's already gone.
I wish we could jump ahead.
February 5th is Retirement by Design. So, you know, you can come Tuesday, learn more of the national expert ideas about retirement, and then come and we have a local person expert talking and get more of a local feel for things, and you can have one-on-one questions and stuff like that on that one. And that's 5:30 to 6:30.
5:30 to 6:30. That's invaluable for a lot of people.
And just to let you know, we started on that one allowing Zoom. So if you once again don't want to come out, you can Zoom our in-person one.
Wow.
From your home.
Yeah, that's a wonderful service, and just kind of a byproduct of the pandemic. I mean, there's always been Zoom meetings and things like conference calls and so on, but people just got so used to it. It's like, this is so easy. And, you know, whether like we've been having, can I just stay home and Zoom that board meeting? It's like, of course. That's great.
Yeah. And in fact, we had that in action working really well last night. The Bonner County Human Rights Task Force has their community book read that we're co-sponsoring with them. And that was last night, and everybody's calling. calling her, is it still on? Is it still on because of the snow? And we did, and some people came in, but then we had Zoom, and it allowed them to even break it out into breakout groups so we could, you know, continue the discussion in breakout groups and then come back together. And it worked really smoothly, I thought.
So what does that mean, community book read? How?
Well, they've picked the book. And it's called Belonging, the Science of Creating Connection and Bridging Divides by Geoffrey Cohen. And over a period of 6 weeks, they're looking at a section of chapters and we're discussing it and learning from it and exchanging information about
it. So it's kind of like a public book club?
Yep.
Interesting.
And it's, you know, going in depth into a topic of belonging, which, you know, is so key to the work of so many organizations, not just theirs, but even the library here, because we're really finding, you know, you mentioned my titles, community engagement and adult programming coordinator, and that's really part of my community engagement is what does it take for us as individuals or families or businesses or organizations to have that sense of belonging in our community and, you know, reach our aspirations and mm-hmm. how do we do that? And what does that mean for our quality of life and community? And what's the role through collaboration in the library? And so I've been attending it myself so I can learn and get some tips and maybe integrate some of that into the library as well.
Growing up, did you ever think a library would become this? I'm just thinking about like when my kids were little and going to the old library downtown, which is now McDuff's. And it was just, I mean, it was a cool building and everything, but it was just the library, like, shh, shut up, kids.
Yeah, really?
It didn't have any of this stuff. So I love the new modern libraries.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting, like the Library of Things collection. Like when I was a kid, you know, I mean, buying an instrument was a big deal, you know, and if you didn't know you really wanted to take that on, you know, you probably didn't get to do it. But now you can go to the Library of Things and check out, you know, a guitar. Or, you know, if you're more active and you want to do Frisbee golf discs or
wow.
you're practical and you need a travel adapter, you know, so you're right. It is beyond the books.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, you have a chess 101. It's so people who maybe want to learn to play chess but don't know all the rules or think they do.
think they do. There you go.
tell us about that. It's coming up Monday, January 29th.
Yes, that'll be 3 to 5 at the library. And all ages are welcome. It's one of those intergenerational things of learning and playing together. And it'll be the beginning. So if you're advanced, you might not want to. But, you know, how do the pieces supposed to move, some beginning strategy, and Larry's going to be doing an instructional on that, and then people will get to practice a little bit that same day about what they learned, and then we regularly have a chess club on Wednesdays and Fridays, so then you can start going to that. So this is to help those folks out that maybe were intimidated to go to chess club when they didn't really know the rules, you know, mm-hmm. and so this is like an inroad, a way to get in.
Very good. And I was just scrolling through the website. There's a thing coming up on the 23rd, next Tuesday, called Teen Cupcake Wars. What the heck is that? Is it like a food fight?
No, it's a competition. The teens decorate cupcakes, and it's become a really big deal. They're pretty competitive and very interested, I guess.
I would imagine.
And it's been very successful, and they are very beautiful. So, yeah. We've got lots of things for the teens, and there's a teen lounge as well. And they have certain hours that, you know, they're welcome to come in, especially now, out of the cold is even better. And the lounge is Mondays and Wednesdays, 3 to 5. And then on Tuesdays in the teen lounge, they usually have some sort of activity, a craft, an art, or something special.
Wow, good to know. Back to the cupcake wars. Does the library provide the cupcakes, or how does that work?
Yeah, most everything we always provide. I don't know exactly. I believe we do for them as well. But I know, like, for my natural connections, I always do. And, you know, all those ones where there's hands-on things. The teens made chocolate the other time, and we provided the supplies, and they made chocolate. and stuff like that. So there's all those kinds of things.
That's awesome. And I can't let you leave until we mention the blood drive on Tuesday, January 30th.
Yes, please do come out for that. And they do ask you to reserve ahead, but you could do walk-ins. And that, I believe, starts at 11.
It goes from 11 to 2 in the Sandpoint Library community room.
Yeah, they're really dependent on these blood drives. Our community, you know, the blood stays local, and we really hope you come out. And, you know, I know we're talking January, but if I could just put a really quick pitch out.
Absolutely.
In advance for the Natural Connections in February. Okay. It's going to be February 10th. It's really quick coming, so I just wanted to let you know. And in particular, because it's quite unique, we're going to start off with learning how to trim hair. You know, some people want to like trim their kids' hair or their partner's hair, just a little home trimming session. And you're going to
get... Nothing stopped them in the past, but then they regret.
Well, that's why we have an expert who can teach you and then save your mistakes before you leave. You can bring your own model, it's shoulder length hair. And then we're partnering with the food bank and in the University of Idaho, and they're going to do a cooking demonstration. And then we're going to eat the food, and you're going to do a little participating in the cooking, some vegetable pasta recipes, and that'll be our lunch. And then they're going to also provide a grocery bag of ingredients with the recipes and the little tool to make the vegetable noodles, so you can go home and make it for your family.
That is awesome. So much going on at the East Bonner County Library. Joyce Jowdy, it's so great that I love your enthusiasm and all of these programs that are going on there. And if you're like me and you're listening out there and you didn't know all this stuff happened at the library, complete list of events upcoming at ebonnerlibrary.org. That's ebonnerlibrary.org. Joyce, great to see you once again this month, and we'll do it again in February.
All right. Well, thanks, and I hope to see everybody on this Saturday at the Natural Connections. And go to the event page if you want more details, or give me a call at 208-263-6930 at extension 1103. And thanks so much, and stay warm.
Thank you, Joyce. Coming up in just a moment, we have Leilani Williams from the Sandpoint Shopping District and our good friend Kari Sakamano from Ting talking about some great events coming up in downtown Sandpoint, so stick around.
A new year and another chapter to our story commences at the Pondere Winery. As we start looking ahead to our blending trials and the bottling of our next wines, we invite you to come enjoy our current releases, including January's Wine of the Month, our 2021 Merlot. We're also happy to announce the addition of Grenache on tap and available for refills. There's another full lineup of music and, as always, delectable bites to satisfy every palate. We're located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and open Tuesday through Saturday, noon till 8. Wishing you the happiest of New Year's from all of us at the Pondere Winery.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Time for winter winnings at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. This January, we're celebrating the season with super spins all month long. Show me the money. Take a break from the action in a Kootenai Falls Lodge room, starting at just $79 midweek, or upgrade to a Riverview room for $99. And dine to your heart's content at the Springs Restaurant, only $16 all January, for our favorite five. Your choice of chicken fettuccine Alfredo, tri-tip steak, chicken fried steak, double cut pork chop, or roasted chicken breast. Treat yourself at the Kootenai Spa with a 30-minute massage, scalp ritual, and a Tranquility tub soak for only $89. Or a spa pedicure with paraffin wax for $50. This January, get on up to the Kootenai Casino, where the winning's hot. Just call 888. You are lucky. Or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com today.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Our final segment here for North Idaho Thursday. And, well, one of our guests is stuck somewhere.
Yep.
It's a kind of a reoccurring theme this week in and around North Idaho. But we're joined from Ting by Kari Sakamano. And how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Bob?
Good. I know where you live. How's the road from there to here?
It's actually not bad at all.
Oh,
not
good.
Bad.
Good for
but
you.
I also haven't left my house till today for about 2 weeks. So.
Well, you picked a good couple of weeks to do it. Of course, at the outset of the show, I talked all about all of the events going on at Winter Carnival and, of course, kicked off with the Parade of Lights on February 16th at 5:30, sponsored once again by Ting.
We love that parade. It's so much fun.
And I was explaining, you know, it's small. It can be funky. It's really fun. And it's a great way, you know, take the kids out. Oh, I forgot to mention that afterwards, the rec department is having a family s'mores in Farman Park. So
yeah, that one, I thought that was a great idea with a fire and having s'mores and storytelling.
Yeah, and I don't want to start a rumor that I think it's just true, but I believe after the K-9 keg pull, Inovia Foundation is going to have a free movie at the Panda.
Oh, really? So I didn't know that.
You know, I go to the K-9 keg pull. It just is putting it together yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I know that afterwards, a lot of people are standing around like, what do we do? And so this is a fun family event, and haven't selected the movie as I know of yet, but I mean, what a great idea to have a
Marley and Me
or something like that.
Or what was the movie? I'm blanking on the name of it, of the Iditarod dog that brought in the medicine. That'd be cool after the
something
canine.
Something like what? That. Oh. We'll call Dig and suggest that.
Yeah, exactly. I will.
But you're talking about today Chocolate Walk, which is on February. It's before the Winter Carnival on February the 10th from noon until 6. And it's sponsored by Ting, who's been so great for our entire community. What you guys are doing with Panada is above and beyond.
Oh, thank you.
And the matching. How's that going, by the way?
It's going good. It's going good. So I think there's going to be an update on where everything is at for the Panada, and they're really working on the architecture piece now, which I think has been what I saw earlier looks fantastic. So, I think we're still, I think we're about within $100,000 of reaching our matching goal.
And what was your matching goal?
$200,000. So we're halfway there.
$200,000 and you're halfway there. That's amazing. So
yeah.
Congratulations.
That's very awesome. And, you know, I mean, the Panada holds a lot of good memories for me. I grew up here.
Sure.
So first dates were always there, you know?
And Leilani Williams has joined us here from the shopping district, and we're just beginning to talk about the Chocolate Walk. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So what happens at the Chocolate Walk? What's it all about?
Well, we're trying to just give back to the community in the sense of there's not a whole lot going on in February. It's kind of cold, and we're going to have a lot of really neat chocolates. Sugar Tooth is doing quite a few different truffles for the different shops that are going to be having, you know, their doors open to the public to do for Valentine's Day and just have some sips someplace and kind of the same thing as we do for Ladies Night.
Mm-hmm.
But more on the lines of we just want people to come downtown, get a taste of some chocolates,
get
buy
your sweetheart something.
Yes, get your sweetheart something, buy something special. And also, we've been told that a lot of the restaurants are going to be closed downtown on Valentine's Day, the 13th and 14th. Coachava does this great thing for their customers, and they bring them in and they wine and dine them and do some really wonderful things for them. And so a few of the restaurants are going to be closed. So we're like, you know what? Get in, beat the crowd, get in the 10th through the 12th and have a nice dinner and take care of your lovey. And
there goes my birthday dinner.
Oh. Well, there are going to be a couple of restaurants.
That I'm is like, hysterical. Oh, the look on your face when you said a lot of restaurants are going to be closed that day, and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, and my husband's is the next day, so it's too bad for him.
Oh, yeah, because there's going to be a lot of them closed, even up at the mountain. So, we're just telling everybody, you know, call ahead, make sure you get reservations. And also, there are going to be a couple restaurants. I think the district is going to be open for Valentine's Day, and they have an amazing assortment of wines. And now they have a bar and some really amazing food and
they
and
are
dessert.
Delicious.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
What kind of food do they feature? I have yet to eat there.
Oh my gosh, Bob, I'm taking it to lunch. I'm a cheeseburger aficionado. How do you say that word?
Aficionado.
I'm from Hawaii. This is my second language. So they have the best cheeseburgers. They have these amazing grilled. I mean, I'm usually there for lunch. So amazing grilled cheese sandwiches with soup. Oh my gosh. And their dinners are really good too. But yeah, the food is amazing. They have a lot of, you know, comfort food, but really kind of a higher end scale.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
it's so delicious.
So yeah, with this chocolate walk happening on February the 10th from noon until 6, you can win tickets to see Jordan Davis at the Northern Quest Casino. Jordan Davis, known for his hit country songs, Next Thing You Know and By Dirt, featuring Luke Bryan,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, those are two of my favorite country songs. When those two songs come on, I sing them all the time. By Dirt. I told my husband when we first got married, I said, all I care about is buying dirt, so we better buy some dirt. And then this song came out. I'm like, that's my song.
So how do you win these tickets?
So each of the participating businesses at the Downtown Shopping District will have a enter to win box, and they will also have flyers that they're going to be getting next Monday to pass out, and it will have an enter to win on the back, and you just drop it in one of the boxes or multiple boxes. If you go to all 36 businesses within the couple weeks that we are going to have it available, you'll be entered to win. So you can go in and enter multiple times. You can't enter multiple times at the same place.
Gotcha.
You got to go to a different place and put your entry in.
You can just, for example, go up and down Cedar and First Avenue.
Absolutely. Anybody that has a box that says enter to win for Jordan Davis tickets, put your name in.
What day does it start so I can start my round?
Well, I'm going to drop off. I just sent the stuff over to our amazing 7B copy lady, Amy, and she's going to have them ready for me Monday, and I'll be passing them out on Monday.
Fun.
Yeah.
And you have a website you can go to find out all the
www.sandpoint.com. Is it Downtown Sandpoint? I don't have it in front of me. I think it's downtownsandpoint.com.
Yeah, it is. Downtownsandpoint.com. And if you're wondering, when is this Jordan Davis concert at Northern Quest? It is June 22nd when it's going to be warmer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I hope so.
And it gives you a little bit of time to like find if you don't want to stay at the Northern Quest and you want to find a hotel or a place to park your camper close by, it gives you enough time to get those arrangements set up. So.
All right. So, yeah, you can check that out at downtownsandpoint.com and all the events going on. And I encourage everyone to also go to Sandpoint Winter Carnival. Make sure you go to the one that says 2024 so you get the updated entry form into the Parade of Lights, sponsored by Ting. And complete list of events, which our good friend Chris Bessler over at Kyoki is adding to daily, more events popping up. So, it's happening, and really looking forward to it and all of that stuff. Chocolate Walk on the 10th, and then the Parade of Lights on the 16th. Pierce Auto has a chili cook-off that night. Lots of events going on afterwards as well. So thanks again to Ting for sponsoring just about everything around
so
here.
Many great things.
Love our community and definitely want to be a part of it.
Yeah, it shows. We are so grateful, too, as the shopping district, that Ting is a part of our what we do and how we're able to make so many great things happen.
Leilani, thanks for joining us once again. Kari, as always, we'll have you both back on hopefully before Winter Carnival. How's that?
Awesome.
Yeah, we'd love that.
All right.
Well, can he build a float?
Yes, absolutely. That's why my first segment today, I was encouraging people anywhere from extravagant to just funky.
Just fun.
Yeah, it is just fun. All right. Well, that's just about it for us today. Till next week, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later. You got to give me-